In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And I'm looking at Isaiah 40. Oh, this is a beautiful chapter. Verse 5, listen. "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." When God speaks a word, my friends, it will be fulfilled. Why? Because the word of the Lord never returns void. But you see, we always see things the way we want to see things, that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Now let me ask you this. Where is the glory of God revealed most? Where and when? I will tell you. It's a very simple thing. It's a biblical answer. When people are suffering for the sake of Jesus, when people are going through persecution, when people are dying for the sake of the gospel, the glory of the Lord is revealed. That's when you see the great miracles. Because you see, you cannot depend upon yourself anymore. You cannot depend upon your gifts anymore. You must depend upon the Lord and what he says. And, you know, we always think, you know, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed when we're eating bonbons and caviar and the big sirloin steaks. No, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed when darkness covers the earth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in the faithful when gasoline is $7 a gallon. The glory of the Lord will be revealed when the whole world is going nuts, but people who are anchored in Christ Jesus and who have their eyes fixed on Jesus, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Oh, yes, it's so interesting, you know. So interesting. So I was talking the other day to a young man who is a business major and taking economics. Now, this is what he told me. This is what, now, I don't know if this is going to be, but this is what he told me. It just startled me. He said, you know, we see that the monetary system in the United States is crashing. I said, that's for sure. You know, the dollar is the standard throughout the world. But he says, you know what they're coming up with? I said, no, that there will be one monetary system throughout the whole world. One monetary system. In other words, the money that we use will be the same money that they use in Italy and Spain and Greece, and throughout the world. One monetary system. And I says, Mamma mia, that's scary. He said, it hasn't happened yet. Of course it hasn't happened yet. But as the dollar loses its value, why are you talking about the dollar? It's supposed to be spiritual. Listen, I'm telling you, in human events, that's when God shows up. In human events, when things have reached the nth degree and there's nothing else but Jesus, for those who are faithful, you know, and I'm going to tell you, everyone's not going to be faithful. What about the mark of the beast? It's real. The mark of the beast is real. Oh, yes, we were told that this is just a story. No, no. The mark of the beast is real. I'm telling you, the mark of the beast is real. And if we are living in those days, buying and selling will not be accomplished if one does not have the mark of the beast. And it's so simple now. You can do it with the chip, you know, with the chip. That's all. You don't need a 666 on your head. That's all you need is a chip. I'm not telling you we're living in those days. I'm just telling you, you know, this is something that could happen. And, you know, nothing is worth losing your salvation. Nothing is worth going to hell for. Not a piece of steak or a hamburg? Nothing. I tell you, if people would only believe and would only surrender their lives to Jesus, in the midst of the darkness, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And listen to what it says, all flesh shall see it, even those who don't believe. All flesh shall see it. But for those who are faithful, and I want to tell you, we are not the most faithful bunch in the world, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what it is to have any lack. We don't know that. My mother knew that. My mother knew that, and you know what? The people in India know that. I was talking to Father Joshi today, and he was telling me that his friends in India that have come to California, they're buying a house now. You want to know why? They bought a beautiful house in California. You want to know why? They didn't use credit cards. They spent only what they had, and they saved. They saved, and they spent only what they had, and they were very frugal about what they spent. So now they can buy a house because it's a buyer's market. That's not the way Americans live. Oh, no, put it on my plastic card. Oh, yeah, put it on my plastic card. Oh, yeah. That's the way the government's lived. $14.5 trillion. Pull it on the plastic card. We only owe $14.5 trillion. That's all. That's not much. Oh, no. Not much? I'm going to tell you something in a minute if I can find it. This is very interesting because when we think about a trillion, do you know what it means? I don't think you know what it means, okay? But I'm going to try to tell you what it means in a second. In a second. Let's see if I can find it. It's an interesting thing because a trillion is like it's like beyond the beyond, if you know what I'm saying. A trillion is like beyond the beyonds. We're not talking about a million. We're talking about a trillion. And when we're talking about a trillion, you're talking about beyond the beyonds. These are zeros that we don't eat. We couldn't even think about what it means, okay? It's taken me a minute, and I'm sorry. I know I'm wasting a little time doing the best I can. Doing the best I can, trying to find for you what that looks like, okay? And you know what? Of all the days, I can't find it. I'll have it another time. Because you're talking about it's astronomical. It's astronomical. We're not talking about thousands. We're talking about trillions, and we owe trillions. We owe trillions, and we've done things that nobody else would do. You know, we've used our plastic card. That's what we've done. We've used our plastic card, and guess who has bought our debt? China. Yes, isn't that wonderful to buy your debt? China bought. Isn't that beautiful? The atheistic country who kills their people. Isn't that beautiful? China, of all people, bought our debt, okay? And I want to tell you, if they stop buying our debt, I will tell you there will be a collapse. And if there is a collapse, how are we going to respond? I tell you, you better respond in faith. You better respond in faith because that's the only way to respond. How is the world responding today? The world is responding not in faith, but in riots. The world is responding not in faith, but in mobs. Yeah, we see these uprisings every place. And it's even now in our own country. We see it in our own country. Our own country. And no one says anything about it. No one says anything about it. Okay, I found my thing. Listen, how many zeros are there in a billion? This is too true to be funny. The next time you hear a politician use the word billion in a casual manner, think about whether you want the politicians spending your tax money. A billion is a difficult number to comprehend. I'm not even talking about this isn't even a trillion. This is a billion. Putting that figure into some perspective, in one of its releases, it says a billion seconds ago, it was 1959. That's a billion seconds ago. A billion minutes ago, the Lord Jesus walked the earth. A billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age. A billion days ago, no one ever walked the earth on 2 feet. A billion dollars ago was only 8 hours and 20 minutes ago at the rate our government is spending it. Isn't that interesting? $1 billion was 8 hours and 20 minutes at the rate our government is spending it. And we don't have it. So we borrow it. And what does that mean? It means, have you gone to the grocery store lately? Have you gone? I went yesterday to the market basket. Everything is up. You want to know why? Gasoline is up. What's going to happen if the shelves are empty? Are you going to rejoice in the Lord? Are you going to rejoice in the Lord? Are you going to be part of the riots? Part of the people breaking windows? Like, what are you going to do? I tell you, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in those days. That doesn't mean we shouldn't get ready. But the glory of the Lord will be revealed to those who have faith, to those who are seeking God, for those whose eyes are fixed on Jesus. Eyes that are fixed on Jesus. Again, we have to remember, we have killed over 60 million children. What we sow is what we reap. God hears the blood of the children. I'm going to tell you, He hears it. Where is the church? The church is no place to be found underneath those mills. That's the last resort. Even today, our friends are out there. In the name of Jesus, save children, save women. But where is the church universal? With clean hands, walking in Washington. Not dirty hands. No one wants to witness. Who will be a martyr? If we cannot go to an abortion mill, who will be a martyr? Do you understand what I'm saying? What a leap that is. What a leap from an abortion mill to martyrdom. Oh, it can't happen in the United States. Oh, no? It can't? Let me tell you, who would ever think that we would have an unemployment rate of what we have today? Who would ever think of the homes that people have lost? Let me tell you something. Last year at this time, a house in Arizona, a beautiful new house, $70,000. You know what they are now? $50,000. They've gone down $20,000. I'm talking about a house. I'm talking about something with 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're just trying to get rid of them. People just left. People just left. They couldn't pay the mortgage. Everybody thought, oh, yeah, well, you know, we'll buy a house, we'll buy 3 houses, and you know what? In 2 years, they'll be worth double. Oh, yeah, double. The bubble burst. The bubble burst. And so we've never had so much homelessness. This is the last Saturday of the month. Our people will go out to feed the poor. There will be so many people there, husbands and wives and even children. So many people coming to get our chicken, coming to get our sandwiches, coming to get prayer. So many people, the last week of the month, oh, it's always mobbed. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed to those who have faith. To those who have their eyes fixed on Jesus. To those who know that nothing is worth losing Jesus for. Not a stake, not anything. And if we live in the time of the mark of the beast, you better get ready. I'm not saying we do, but everything is in its proper order. water. They call it the chip. My friends, the seminary taught us that that was all a dream. It wasn't real. Yeah, it wasn't real. Get ready, don't be afraid, but get ready. Find your knees, get ready. Listen to the next line. The voice said, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? And this is what the Lord says. All flesh is grass, and the glory thereof. The grass withers, the flower fades. The Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, but the word of the Lord endures forever. What does that mean? All flesh is grass. I don't know how old you are, okay? You might be young. You won't be for long. Life is very short. All flesh is grass. What the Bible is talking about is that the wildflowers come up in the morning when the dew hits. But by the middle of the afternoon in the summer, they're scorched and they die. In other words, Jesus said, look at the flowers of the field. And now it says, all flesh is grass. In other words, these wildflowers that were so beautiful in the morning are all dead and scorched. Which means your life is so short. I don't care if you live 100 years, your life and my life is so short that every minute must be given to Jesus. Every second must be given to Jesus. That if we've sinned, we repent immediately, go to confession. All flesh is grass and the glory thereof. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And what is the word of the Lord? The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in the midst of darkness. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, kids, get ready. Get ready. Time now to get ready. Find your knees. Seek the Lord while he may be found, the Word of God says. Listen to that one. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. What does that imply? It doesn't say it, but it implies. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. It implies that at a time, he's not going to seem to be near. And at a time, he's not going to be seeming to be found. Hear the word seem. Oh yeah, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. And to look at your face and say, I won't always have this young face. Oh yeah, now they have new commercials that they go get their faces zapped, and I'm 70 years old and I'm so happy. How's your soul, honey? What's happening in your soul? What's happening in your spirit? Oh, look at the way I used to look. Oh, I'm so happy. Eternity is forever. Jesus Christ extends his love to you today, crucified, raised from the dead. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to surrender? Are you going to say, I'm so happy, I had a facelift? Well, you'll be like everybody else. You'll all be in a coffin. We'll all be in coffins. Facelift. What's happening in your heart? What's happening in your soul? What's happening in your being? That's what's happening. Have a facelift. Oh, yeah. I feel so good about myself. What are you doing for Jesus? And what are you doing for other people? You feel so good about yourself. You're a narcissist. The only one you think about is you. You look in the mirror and you say, mirror, mirror, on the wall, I'm the fairest one of all. That's what they sell on commercials. That's what they sell to people. Oh, look at me. I have hair now on my head. Oh, I'm so much younger. Narcissism. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is the fairest? It's me. I'm the best. That's what's being sold to our kids. That's what's being sold. You cannot help but buy it if you watch television. You cannot help but buy it. No one's talking about sacrifice. Even Rush Limbaugh said, I hate the word sacrifice. Well, I love the word sacrifice, because without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we'd all be going to hell. Without the sacrifice of the Lamb of God for you, we'd all be going to hell. Yeah, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Who fasts anymore? You know how we fast? We eat fast. That's it. That's the only fasting we know. We eat fast. Come on. We've got someplace to go. Got to take the kids to ballet. Let's eat fast. That's the only fast we know. It's time to find those ancient gifts that God gave us. Prayer and fasting. Seeking the face of God. Seeking the face of Jesus Christ. Calling upon his name in the midst of darkness. And believing that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in the midst of darkness. No matter what happens. God told me in 1990. He told me we'd see the greatest miracles when these days came. And I'm telling you, I thought it was going to be in the next 3 weeks. It took 20 years for this word to start to be fulfilled. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. What do I have to be afraid of? You're not going to hear this kind of preaching other places, okay? People say, you know, he's on the edge. Yeah, I'm on the edge, all right. You don't have to be a prophet to know what's happening. Go to the store today and see what's happened with the prices. And it hasn't even yet begun. It hasn't even yet begun. And what happens when people cannot eat? There will be riots. There will be mobs. And where will the church be? I'll tell you where I'll be. I'll be dishing out the food, because the Lord told me that he would multiply it as I gave it out. And if he doesn't, well, you know what? That's one way to get thin. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? You won't have to go to Weight Watchers. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Oh, he'll accomplish his end. I'll get skinny. I try to put a little levity in it, you know, but it's really not funny. It's really not funny because we're not ready. We're not ready. I remember it was about 10 years ago. It was 2000, year 2000. You know, when all the computers were going to crash, remember? I was there in the mall with Rose Finnegan. And this mall, I don't even remember which one it was. It doesn't really matter. It had all these stores, you know, pregnancy stores, stores for blinds, stores for even boxes, a store for boxes. Having specialties. And I'm looking, and I said to Rose, this is just before 2000, I said, we're not ready. If something happens, we're not ready. We're all so pampered. But now this is 2011. Gas is going up. Food prices are going up. People losing their homes and their jobs. The light of the world is the church, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised, served in the midst of darkness. And we need to be pouring out our lives on people, pouring out our lives and praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to see the glory of God in the midst of the darkness, because that's the only antidote to darkness. The presence of God, the glory of God, the power of God, that's the only antidote to darkness, because all flesh is grass. All youth is grass. It will end soon, and there is eternity. Whether you believe it or not, there is eternity, and God wills that not one be lost. That's why give your life to Jesus today. Get on your knees and say, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. I'm a sinner and I need you. Can't live without you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, forgive me for living like the world. All flesh is grass. And the glory thereof, let me tell you, in 1 minute today, your whole life can be changed by a telephone call. And mine too. It's time to give your life to Jesus. And he'll never reject you. Listen to me. He'll never reject you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you've never prayed a prayer. He'll never reject you. Pray with me, Jesus. I surrender. Here I am. Here I am. I'm desperate for you. Forgive my sins and save me. Save me, Lord, and I'm saved. Heal me, Lord, and I'm healed. I love you. I need you. I want to know you. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for the hope which is you crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. I thank you for the reality of that truth. Bless your people today. Oh, and let the Spirit of God come in ways we've never experienced. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.